Hey there, this is Catherine Sayo. Welcome to today's flash briefing with tips, tools, and information for living well with lipedema.
Hi, this is Carol Rosie Rosemith. I'm a family nurse practitioner specializing in weight management and thyroid disorders. I read a lot that's at the interface of biology and psychology. Today, I'd like to give you some takeaway messages from a book I really like. It's called Willpower, Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength. There are two authors, Roy Baumeister, Baumeister, and John Tierney, Tierney. I have to admit that I really don't like the subtitle, Greatest Human Strength, but I really like what they have to say. The main idea is that willpower is like a muscle. It can be fatigued by overuse, but it also can be strengthened with training. We make commitments to ourselves to lead a healthy life, but it isn't always easy to stick to those decisions. This book provides a framework to think about our ability to stick to goals. Biological conditions that reduce willpower include lack of sleep, stress, and low blood sugar. I know that for those of you who are doing keto, you're not likely to suffer from low blood sugar levels, like the crashing several hours after a high-carb meal. We've all heard that you shouldn't go food shopping when you're hungry. We've also heard, have a list and stick to it. These approaches help you by giving you higher willpower levels and eliminating the need for decision-making when you're in a place that challenges your willpower. Here's an example of a scenario that can fatigue your willpower, or specifically my willpower. If I worked in an office setting, in view of someone who kept a bowl of M&Ms on their desk, my willpower would be depleted after an hour or two. So not keeping tempting foods around is a good idea. Just knowing there's chocolate in the house means that my mind will keep bouncing back to the pantry. Over the years, I've had patients who say, "Oh, I keep this stuff around for my grandchildren." They do admit that they're eating some of it themselves. And then I ask them, what behavior are you modeling for those children? Do you really want to be feeding them stuff that's clearly bad for them? So keeping the junk out of the house is a plus in a couple of ways. So how do we strengthen willpower? Willpower can be strengthened by making a small positive habit change, which may have absolutely nothing to do with the goals of exercise and a keto way of eating. For example, deciding to say the more formal yes and no instead of yep or nope or whatever you tend to say, or if you commonly use foul language, to avoid doing so. While it's hard to see how these types of changes can increase willpower in other areas, studies show that this is true. This book can help you increase your willpower. You'll realize that you can make the changes you choose by understanding how your body and brain work together to make change possible. Learn more about this by reading Willpower, Rediscovering the Greatest Human Strength. Again, the first author is Baumeister, Baumeister. Good to talk to you today, and I'm available to help with thyroid decreases that often happen when someone's trying to lose weight. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our flash briefings, Living Well with Lipedema. You can find information on lipedema-simplified.org/flash, along with information about our coaching and about our membership group, the Lipedema Tribe Community. Just know, you don't have to do this alone. You are not alone. Have a wonderful day, and thank you.